Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So first, you get to learn who the magical DC Love is. DC, tell everyone about you.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, Reiki master and teacher, a radio show host. I am certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I have a hard time saying that because every time I try to say that, I have Joan Rivers whispering in my ear, "Yes, DC, and you're certifiable." But I do channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I really do feel like Joan and I, we really have a divine connection. And she's left a door open, and others have walked through it, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, and good morning from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance, and they learn to take inspired action. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll find Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with DC. And the Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there that I've learned over the years, and I'm more than happy to share it with you. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, before I start the messages, I want to say thank you. Thank you to you. And I put a little message on Facebook that I wanted to take just a moment and to thank all my friends, and these are mostly Facebook friends that call into the radio shows, and these are people that I've never met in person and that have made my life so bright and blessed. I've never been able to give any of them a hug, look into their eyes, shake their hands, but I want to say that you are amongst those most beautiful people, Barbara, and you and the others have touched my soul, and I felt the warmth, you know, that you've given me. And I'm so thankful for all the ways that my life has been blessed. So I just wanted to say to you and everyone listening that I appreciate all of you. Thank you for your kind words, your support, and just being there for me. So if I haven't said it, I'm just saying thank you for all of you for being such beautiful people and wonderful friends. And a special thank you to you, Barbara.
Well, you are so very welcome. And thank you to you for being our friend, for giving us wonderful advice, for being there for us. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to start off. I have a little prayer. It's by Kathleen Filippo, and it's a prayer with Archangel Jeremiah. It's a prayer of divine purpose. Beloved Archangel Jeremiah, please guide me on my path and help me live my divine blueprint. Send me signs to clarify my higher purpose in life and to help me make any adjustment needed to live in accordance with the truth of who I really am. Help me let go of any fears or worries I may have about living my divine purpose. Dear Archangel Jeremiah, give me the strength and the clarity to review my life. Help me to see what resonates with my soul and what does not. Give me the courage to let go of all that no longer serves me as I embrace that which reflects my inner truth. Help me to follow the guidance of my heart as it is the compass of my soul. I am ready to share my inner light with others in any way my soul sees fit. Let it be a journey of discovery and magic. So be it, and so it is. Now I invite everyone to sit comfortably. We have Archangel Ariel, and she's entering the room. And you may notice a beautiful pink mist that begins to surround you. She's handing each of you a beautiful piece of pink quartz, and you feel your heart immediately begin to resonate with this loving energy. And she asks you to sit in a chair next to her. And it looks like a beautiful, fluffy pink cloud. The moment that you sit down, you feel unconditional love all around you. She begins to speak. I, Archangel Ariel, greet you today with a message of love. Love has no beginning or no end. Beloved ones, feel the love that I bring and visualize it permeating every fiber of your being. Let it fill your entire body. This is love in its purest form, love that resides in each of you. As you connect with this beautiful energy, allow it to engulf your heart. Trust and believe what you are feeling. You notice your heart is so filled with love that there's not room for anything but love. Let this feeling continue from you and keep it going through eternity, reaching the entire universe. You now see everything from a divine perspective. The pink mist fills your body from your head down to your toes. You are completely overflowing with this beautiful, loving energy. Archangel Ariel slowly fades away, but the unconditional love remains. Before she disappears completely, she asks that you always choose love. Now, my next message is from Archangel Barbiel. Harmony and balance are the natural state of your soul. During the journey of life, the state of equilibrium can be overcome by confusion and pain. If there is an aspect of your life that is out of sync with your heart's true desire or the calling of your soul, ask the radiant Archangel Barbiel to gently guide you along a sacred path that leads you back to harmonious living. Reclaim your state of joy. Then we have a daily mantra, I live in joyful harmony with all of my life. Now, this next part of the message is channeled. Beloved ones, call upon me when you need help in any area of your life that is out of sync. Where there is confusion, allow me to help bring clarity and understanding. Where there is pain, there will be healing and forgiveness. All past wounds can be healed. Allow my words to bring harmony and balance. As all of your cares are cast to heaven, I am here to help you go within and connect with your inner strength and wisdom, bringing you the awareness that is needed to make the right decisions during difficult times. I will bestow clarity, love, and patience upon you to overcome any conflict that you are facing. There is no need to fear, for I am with you. To reach the light, one must first understand the darkness. By helping you through dark emotional times, you will connect with a more positive path, gaining valuable lessons that are needed to regain balance, transcending into a harmonious state of life. Allow my flaming sword of light to bring peace and the power of my presence to help you expand your consciousness. As you resonate with my aura, allow it to initiate healing. As you connect and align with my energy, you are connecting with love consciousness. Beloved ones, raise your vibration. Every thought of love and light heals. Allow this love to fill every fiber of your being. Love is who you truly are. Love is a natural state. Tune into this vibrational frequency and become centered in love, joy, and peace, connecting heaven and earth. Experience this greater awareness and connect to your personal power as well as the collective consciousness. Feel this powerful energy and your connection to everyone and everything. Allow this energy to transform you and then the world. Spread love. But loved ones, the more receptive you are, the more you will resonate in the energy of love and unity consciousness. You will begin to see how this beautiful vibration brings you into perfect alignment, body, mind, and spirit. Allow each moment to be one of purposeful focus as you connect now with the calling of your soul. Remain centered in this love vibration as your heart guides you to live a joyful, harmonious life. I am Archangel Barbiel. And Barbara, those are the messages that I was guided to bring forth today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, GC. Okay, now it is time for us to see what Jesus wants to say right now. So here we go. My beloved, you are loved. You are so loved. We want you to really hear these words, to not just let them come into your ears, but to allow it to go into your heart, into your mind, into all of your being. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And each of you is being filled with that beautiful, loving energy as you are listening to these words. You may feel yourself relaxing. It may feel like floating on a calm ocean, just drifting. Allow yourself to feel the love, to know the love, to live in that love. This love is there for you simply because it is there for you. You didn't have to do anything special to receive it. It is simply there for you, for each and every one of you. This is the unconditional love of the Creator, the love that never ends, the love that knows your heart. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to be love. Just breathe deeply and accept the love. And if you feel so inclined, you can say yes. Say yes to the love that is there for you. And just accept it. Open your arms and accept it. Open your hands and accept it. Open your heart and accept it. This is the love that changes your life. A love that lets you know that you are never alone. The love that sees your power. The love that supports you. The love that protects you. The love that defines you. You are love. You are loved. And be that love. In every moment, feel that love in every moment. And when you are making choices, when you are choosing whatever is taking you deeper into love, you will feel yourself expanding. So if you make a choice that makes you feel small, you are moving away from love. Love takes you higher. Love opens you more. Love takes you to the truth of your existence. Love is who you are. Love is what you are. Love is all that is. You are love. You are loved. And you are loving. Accept this truth. Accept this love. Accept yourself. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. Come back into your bodies now.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Apparently it's a day of love.
Yes, oh my goodness, yes.
Oh, okay, so now we have come to the part of the show where our callers and people in the chat room can ask questions or get messages or whatever it is that you feel inclined to do. So if you have called in and you would like to get a message or ask a question, press the number 1 on your phone to put the symbol on my switchboard. And if you are logged into the chat room, then go ahead and type your question, and we will take them in the order in which we receive them, usually. Okay. Not sure why I put the usually in there. I don't know what's going to happen, but hey, that's okay. So our first caller is from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who is
Hello?
This?
This is Sister Sumi, Unique and AB.
Okay, say your name one more time.
Sister Sumi, Unique and AB. DC called me to call in. That's my friend.
Okay.
It's Sister Sumi, Barbara.
Okay.
It's a wonderful friend, Sister Sumi. She is so awesome.
Well, wonderful. So, Sister Sumi, what can we do for you today?
First of all, I would like to send a lot of love and light to you guys for the work that you've done. I've been following Morning with Jesus for about a year now, on and off, and it's always a wonderful, beautiful message, exactly what I need. And I appreciate you doing the work because it's so difficult.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
I've been having a lot of relationship problems all my life, more or less. I've been working on love very diligently. I listen to a subliminal message video about love directly from the scripture every day. And it's just been a struggle for me because I've never felt love. My parents never really loved me, I feel. And I've always been like an outsider. So I'm just really working on that.
Okay. Well, then let's see what kind of messages we're going to get for you about love. And we're going to see what Jesus wants to do with you about love. Okay, so DC, what do you have?
Okay. Hi, Sister Sumi. It's so beautiful to hear your voice, honey.
Hi, yes, hi.
The first message that I'm getting for you is you've got to step out of the way and surrender any need for control over your circumstances, okay? And
okay.
This is going to make room for God to come in and healing love to flow through you and then through the situation. My dog Ginger is saying that, you know, there's some difficult people or something around you, and she's saying, please surrender it, okay? You know, let it go. And if you don't surrender it, she and Joan Rivers are just going to get a bulldozer, and they're going to just wipe everything clean so you could start over. So whichever is easier for you, option A or option B. She's saying you have the option to surrender it to God, or option B, she said Joan and she are ready with the bulldozer, so you pick, okay?
Okay.
But like I said, I would suggest just surrender it and just, you know, give up any need to control the situation and allow God to come in and to, you know, let the healing begin. And please see yourself and others, you know, with compassion and forgiveness, okay?
Okay.
And allow the angels to come man, Sister Sumian, uplift you, okay? You're a very beautiful, sensitive person, and you've been affected by all this negative energy, okay? So Ginger is showing me, like, a beautiful heart, and over your beautiful heart, there's, like, sadness and everything, and, you know, your emotions and everything, there's, like, such a sadness over you. So to bring more light into the, you know, into this situation, just try to see people, you know, through the eyes of the angels, Mother Mary, and know that they, you know, at the time, they were doing the best that they could just at that time. And just know that we all make mistakes, and everybody ultimately wants the same thing. We want peace and we want love. Okay, so you're asked to be a peacekeeper, okay, and maybe even make the first move towards harmonious relationships and resolutions. And it's done by just sharing your peace and love. And you're going to bring healing and blessings to this situation that you're currently in. And as well, it's going to help increase your self-esteem as well. Okay?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Relinquish control and just try to, see myself and others and have more understanding. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Just, you know, be lovingly honest, you know, with yourself as well. And and like others as well, because I'm getting there might be some truth that's even hidden in this situation, okay?
Okay.
And just you've got to really be honest with yourself first about the situation. And Mother Mary is saying just, you know, take an honest inventory. And you've got to admit, you know, your most vulnerable feelings to yourself, okay? And if someone, you know, is not, you know, like really like forthright with you, you know what's going on within your heart, you know?
Yes.
So you could feel if a person is honest or not honest. And sometimes people, maybe they're not even truthful because they have a fear of conflict and they try to just please people. Okay, and then other times there are some, like, people that are dishonest. Okay, and they don't have the right mentality. Okay? So just sit quietly and just, you know, ask God and, you know, Mother Mary to come in, the angels, and really help to reveal the truth about this situation. Okay?
Okay.
And I mean, it's from person to person, but I do feel there's going to be healing and there's going to be like a resolution to the situation.
Well, amen to that. Yes, that's all I really want. You know, I just wanted to get rid of this pain. Like, if I could just, you know, shave it off or something, I don't know. Like, I try my best. Like, I try very, very, very hard to be grateful and appreciative and everything, but the pain is just so bad.
I know. Well, we got to let go of the situation and give it to God and the angels, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, Mother Mary is with you. Jesus is with the angels. And Mother Mary is saying, you know, she wants you to remind to go within and really to connect Sister Sumi with your inner child as well, because she's crying out for attention, okay? So, you know, you've got to get in touch with that side of yourself, play, have a little bit of fun. Okay? And know that, like, nothing, you know, nothing, Jesus is coming in, he's saying, nothing happens by accident. There's no such thing as coincidence. Okay? And, you know, for every situation, if you dig deep enough, you're going to find a blessing in this situation. And just know that each circumstance is a gift, and in each experience, there is a hidden treasure. And you're asked by the angels to just surrender, you know, to the magic of who you truly are. Because we all have magic within us, okay? Mm-hmm. And you are such a beautiful, magical being with such unique qualities, okay? And you're asked really to get in touch with that side of yourself. And we have Archangel Raphael coming in. And this is the angel of hope. And this beautiful angel is asking you to have faith. Have faith, you know, in this day. And please, Sister Sumi, have faith in your hopes, your dreams, because all are being manifest in physical form. And have faith that all is unfolding as it is intended to unfold for your highest and your best. Okay? And please, above all, have faith in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in this process. And have faith, you know, in a given moment of asking. Just please have faith. We have Archangel Michael coming forward. And he's here to help lighten your load, okay? Because you're carrying such a heavy load. Okay? And he's letting you know that you're to ask for help. Ask, you know, for the from the people around you, whether they're family or they're friends. And he's handing you a sword. And it's presented to you symbolically as a call for definitive action, okay? Sister Soma, okay. He's witnessed the heavy load that you've been, you know, consciously and some of it unconsciously assuming, okay? And this load is getting too heavy. It could be a physical load, you know, and an emotional overload, but it's just getting too much at this time, okay? So he's saying,
oh, I feel so much lighter already.
Okay. And he's standing in front of you, okay? And he has his band of angelic warriors and assistants, okay? And he's saying, you know, this is not a sign of weakness. This is a sign of strength when you ask for help, okay?
Okay.
So he's saying, Sister Sumi, if the burden is emotionally based, Archangel Michael is asking you to, you know, light a candle, and you could, you know, write a letter. I don't know if you have any space that you dedicate to where you, you know, you do spiritual work, but he's saying just, you know, write a letter, and then you're going to feel like this load is going to become lighter and lighter, okay? You're going to become more productive, more focused, more peaceful, and he wants you to affirm, now, I am free, I feel light, okay?
I am free,
and that you
I feel light.
And I have the courage to ask for help when needed. And I completely surrender my anxieties, my fears, and the burdens of this heavy load to God, a power so much greater than me, okay? And just know that there's, you know, divine intervention is taking place right now. Expect miracles, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting movement around you, okay? So sometimes with movement, this could be like a change in something, in some part of your life, whether it's a physical change, in a home, business, or it could be anything like that. But I am getting, like I said, there is like, you know, a big movement coming around you, okay? And it's going to be a major change. It's a small change. And when this change happens, Sister Sumi, you're going to discover your real life's purpose, okay?
Okay.
You have the power to easily overcome obstacles that are coming your way, and you're going to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So right now, release and allow the flow of energy to come to you. It, even though you can't see, you know, you can't see that light right now, okay? And Ginger's handing you this big shovel, and she's saying, Sister, get rid of the dead wood in your life, okay?
Okay.
So she and Joan are, so whatever it is, she's saying, whether it's situations or whatever, we're going to get rid of it. She's giving you a shovel. They're going to use that bulldozer after all, and they're going to help you to get rid of all of that dead wood, okay?
Okay.
So look forward to a beautiful new beginning, and hold on, because you're going to hear from Jesus now, okay?
Okay.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Sumi. So before Jesus comes in, he had me post on Facebook, on my page and on DC's page, a link to a song called Japanese Bowl. And he wants you to listen to that song. It's a beautiful song. It's about how in, you know, in olden times when a bowl broke, they would use melted gold to put the bowl back together. And so once a bowl broke, it actually became more beautiful than it was before. And he's saying that's a representation of your life, that there's nothing ugly and wrong with your life. Everything that happens makes you more beautiful. So that's why he had me post the song. So listen to that when you get a chance. All right, here he is with his message for you. My beloved, your life has been a blessing. You chose to come back in this lifetime to have a deeper understanding of love. And so in order to understand love, to really experience love, to open up to love, you had to have a life that would encourage you to seek love out. That is why your parents were the way that they were. It is what you asked them to be so that you could open up to love. Everything that happens in your life is a gift to you. It is all about showing you the beauty of life, of love, of who you are. And you have come to a point in your life now where you are ready to embrace that love. And this will mean changing your entire way of thinking so that instead of seeing problems, you will see opportunity. instead of seeing something wrong, you will see what is right. It is changing your entire way of thinking. And so I am sending a host of angels to work with you right now, in this moment. Just sit back and relax and let these words and this energy open you up to love. Because love is within you. It has always been there. You are loved. And when you allow yourself to truly feel this love, and these beautiful angels are clearing away all of the clutter in your heart and all of the walls that you've built to protect yourself from being hurt, because no one is hurting you. You are just learning about love. And as you learn about love, you will come to understand that even your parents do love you. And the love they have for you is eternal. You are loved by so many. And we are removing the blinders from your eyes, which keep you from seeing the love that is there, the love that is around you, the love that is flowing to you from all of these beautiful people who are in your life. You are loved. And we are opening you more and more to that love, to feeling that love, to knowing that love, to living that love. And we are removing everything within you that says you need to be punished, you need to be cursed, you need to be treated badly because you've committed sins, and all of the other beliefs that make you feel small and insignificant, because they are not true. The Creator is within you. You are one with God. There is no separation. There is nothing you have to do to deserve it. God is with you because God is with you. Because you are loved. And just allow yourself to breathe deeply and feel the love. And with every deep breath, you are opening more and more to this love. This is the love of you, the love of who you are, the love of your life. You are loved. And this love will never, ever end. It is eternal, just like you are. It is who you are, and it lasts forever. And just breathe deeply and accept the love. Accept yourself exactly as you are. You don't have to change anything to be worthy of love. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Okay, Sister Simi, that's what he wanted to share.
Okay, thank you very much. I started a Reiki class, and I did part one, and I was wondering on whether I should go to part two.
Well, you know, Reiki is connecting you with a beautiful flow of Reiki energy, and it's just a part of the huge spectrum of healing energy. And yeah, it would benefit you to connect even more deeply and to use the Reiki on yourself, especially at night before you go to sleep. Just put your hands on your body. It doesn't matter where you put them. It's wherever you're guided to put them. And open up to that flow of Reiki. And when you open up to that flow, make sure that you are allowing that flow to come through you and to just stay pure. So many people, when they're doing Reiki, put their own energy into the Reiki stream, and you don't need to do that. You shouldn't do that, because they don't need your energy. They need the divine energy. So So when you are receiving the Reiki, make sure that you are only receiving the divine energy. And if you want to visualize it as coming through a water hose that has a backflow preventer on the end, so that you are not getting anybody else's energy and you are not giving anyone your energy. It is only divine energy. And when you accept that beautiful divine energy, you are accepting that love into every part of your being.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so incredibly loved. I mean, there are just, I can't even count them. There are, there are over a million angels around you right now giving you love. So if you think you have no love in your life, I'm not sure exactly how many angels you need to change your mind. But if you think
I feel their love. It's like I feel their love all the time, but I don't feel love of people.
And
I feel like people don't like me very much.
No, actually, there are so many people who love you. This whole line of people who love you, people that you know, people that you have just had an impact on, people you have just smiled at. And it's just opened their hearts, and they just love you. There's just so much love there. So they're taking off the blinders so that you can start seeing that love and seeing
yes,
that.
And
that
I appreciate
love
that. I appreciate that because I want to give love. So I got to feel, I want to give more love. So I thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for calling. Okay, we did say it was a show about love. Our next caller is from area code 858. Hi, who's this?
This is Donna.
Hello, Donna. What can we do for you?
I'm actually getting ready to go in for a CAT scan, so I only have a few minutes. I just wanted to have a quick healing before I go in.
Okay, on any particular area or just all of your
my
body
chest,
or what do you want?
My chest, I have nodules. I don't know what they are.
Okay. All right, DC, what do you have quickly for Donna?
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
What I'm getting is just got to have a little bit of patience. Divine timing is in play right now, okay? Just start by, counting your blessings, large and small, and feeling, the gratitude of everything that you have around you, okay? And just know that God has not forgotten about you, okay? And Mother Mary is with you right now, and she's saying, Donna, your prayers are being answered, maybe in different ways than you'd expect, okay? But she's starting, she's saying to start with, just notice all the gifts and blessings that are already around you. And sometimes shifting your focus could really help, and it does bring an openness to see new blessings, okay? So everything is being healed, Jenna. You've got to let go of fear. You've got to let go of the fearful stories that you were telling yourself. Stay in the moment. Focus on solutions and celebrate, okay? And start taking those baby steps forward. And I'm going to turn you over really fast to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Jesus wants to say to you, my beloved, we want you to open right now to forgiveness. We are sending the energy of forgiveness through every cell of your being. You have these restrictions, these difficult things that you have not let go of that are residing in your body. And some of them have become physical aspects of who you are. And so we are opening your heart to that forgiveness energy. And allowing that forgiveness energy to flow through every cell of your being and release whatever needs to be released. Because you are meant to be perfectly healthy. You are loved by the Creator. The Creator is within you. And there is never a need for you to have any kind of sickness or illness. And so all of this forgiveness energy is flowing through you. It's dissolving what is there to be dissolved. It's opening you up to love of you and love of everyone that you have ever had any negative experience with, to just let it go, to let go of any negativity you feel about yourself. You blame yourself for some things that have happened in your life, and we want you to let that go. There is no blame. There is no punishment. There is nothing that you need to hang on to. There is only love. You are loved. Open up and be loved. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you. I appreciate it. God bless you.
You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to see our next caller from area code 321. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Daria. I'm so excited I got on the air.
Well, we're excited too.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Okay. Well, okay, let me try to say this as briefly as I can. I recently received information about a man that I had a relationship with many years ago who is recently divorced. Although it had been predicted many years ago that this would happen, it was still a little bit of a shock to me. And I just was wondering if the door is still open for a reconnection. I have actually reached out to him, haven't heard back yet, but I just did this yesterday. But I was just wondering if there was any insights about that.
Okay, well, let's see what DC is getting about that. Okay, DC, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Daria.
Okay.
Thank you for calling on.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'm getting, the angels are asking that you put 100% into your love life, okay? You work hard and everything, but you've got to put, like, that energy now into your love life.
Okay.
And you reach out, and I'm getting, you know, sometimes it's necessary that you make the first move, which you did. Okay? So I'm getting, you know, everything is moving in a positive direction for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger's coming in, and she's showing me that you're going to have this beautiful time with someone, and it's going to be wonderful. It's either going to be a committed relationship or it's going to be marriage, okay? But she's saying that you've got to be happy with yourself, and when you're happy with yourself, it reflects into other areas of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying this perfect person, you know, is coming your way. Does this gentleman have, like, lighter hair? Because
yes.
I'm getting either gray or lighter hair, I'm seeing. That's what she's showing me, a man with, like white hair or gray hair or something. So that's what she's showing me, and she's saying, Daria, that you're going to be traveling a little bit, okay?
Yes.
So
that makes sense.
I guess this gentleman's not in the same area because she's saying it's a little bit long distance, but she sees you traveling.
Well, it will be because I'm actually – go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, because she just showed me, like, some travel. She shows me, like, a plane that you're going to be going on a
– Oh, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun times. There may be a couple obstacles, but you're going to be able to overcome them, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's a lot of spiritual growth involved for the two of you, is
okay.
what she's showing me, okay?
Great.
And we have Jesus coming in, too. Jesus wants you to allow him to come in and guide you with the situation, okay? You've been praying. Your prayers have been heard. They're being answered. And Jesus wants to offer support and to help you with this. And he's saying just have faith in miracles, okay?
Okay.
Have faith in the situation. Have faith in miracles. And really just open up, you know, to the magic of how beautiful life can be. And let all the good times start flowing your way is what the angels are showing me, okay?
Yeah.
And
that sounds good.
Just, okay. And what I'm getting is, Mother Mary is with you, and she's seeing how beautiful you are. And she's saying, Daria, she wants you to see how beautiful you are by looking through her eyes, okay? And by doing so, this is going to increase your self-confidence, your sense of self-worth, okay? And you're going to see how everything shifts in a more positive direction, okay? So just, you know, envision Mother Mary is with you. And whenever you have a situation, just, you know, think, how would Mother Mary handle this, okay? And she's saying, embrace everything that comes your way. And just get ready for all the good times and the wonderful people that are coming to into your life. And know that God, in his infinite wisdom and love, is answering your prayers right now, all of your prayers, okay?
Okay.
And this is a message just to reassure you that everything is going to be okay. Just you need to relax. You need to have faith and trust in God's infinite intelligence. There's a doorway opening for you right now, and it's the answers to your prayers, okay? So just try to be more receptive, and you're going to be able to hear the heavenly guidance that is coming your way. And it's going to give you intuitive instructions about what steps to take, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be divine results. And you're asked to step out of the way so that God can come in and help. And I'm getting, you know, surrender your worries, surrender the fears that you're having. Maybe there's a little desire to try to, like, hold on and control the outcome. Just let it go. And I'm getting trust in God's love, trust in his wisdom, okay? And the other message that I have for you is that you're sort of, you're independent. You like to do everything yourself. And the angels are saying, Daria, don't be afraid to ask for help, okay?
Okay.
You would really benefit, like, by asking for help, okay?
Okay. Okay, yeah, I hear that for sure.
You need a little bit of rest, okay? There's some rest that's needed on your part as well, okay?
Okay.
And we have a beautiful angel coming forth just for you, and this angel is Angel Muriel, and she's asking that you take a little more time for yourself, hon. I don't know if you've been that busy that you're really not taking time just for you. Okay.
Okay.
But that's what I'm getting. Like, this is a time really to focus on you, like, a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm getting from Muriel is saying, you know, Daria, take time for yourself, beloved child of love and light. Do you find that there's little time to take care of your own needs, your wants, maybe your desires? Okay. Are you willing to attend to you for even one day? If you do not have even one day for you, how then shall have even one day for another? So in other words, before someone comes into your life, you've really got to make yourself a big priority, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, your mission upon this realm, my beloved child, is not solely for others. It is also to nurture you. If your life is indeed so overburdened that gifting thyself with one day is beyond your grasp, choose to nurture you in other ways, smaller, maybe more manageable ways. And soon you will be gifting you with more time to just simply be that beautiful soul that you are. Okay, so make time for you,
okay,
every day, and just, you know, let loose. Ginger's saying, let loose. And, you know, why don't you hang with me and Joan, she's saying. Be more like a child and have a little bit more fun. They want you to just let loose, Daria, connect with that inner child and have fun and know that everything is the way it's supposed to be right now, and everything is going to happen in divine timing. I'm getting there's going to be success. There's happiness and love. And Ginger's taking you, I don't know if you go to the casino, but she's playing the slots. And there's three hearts that just came up. She's saying, girlfriend, you hit the jackpot in love.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay?
So she's saying, just put your happiness first, okay? So it starts with you. You put your happiness first, and then everything else is going to fall into place, okay? Because what she's showing me, there's a lot of uneasiness around even asking these questions. Let it subside. Okay, and just anticipate the beautiful romance that is coming your way. And she's saying to expect a miracle in this department because you're going to get one, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So
okay.
Feel the excitement and feel the optimism, okay, instead of the nervousness and the stress. Okay, and everything is going to be beautiful. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to hear from Jesus, okay?
All right, thank you, DC.
Bless you.
You too, thank you.
Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say now. My beloved, as you are moving forward, we want you to release the past. Because if you are rekindling a relationship that you have had before, so often people go back to the past and think that it is the same relationship that they used to have. This is not the same. He is not the same. You are not the same. Release the past and really look at this relationship through who you are now to see if this actually works for you and for him. He may just be coming back into your life for a moment for you to realize what is actually important to you. So then you can move forward and find the one who is for you. Do not make assumptions about this relationship. Everything that happens in your life is for your highest good. That is the way everything is set up. Your highest good is not always what you expect. That is also part of the way that everything is set up. Otherwise, you would have nothing of interest to look forward to in life. It is the not knowing that makes it challenging. You are one of those beautiful beings who is self-contained. You have your own answers. You do your own thing. You take care of yourself. You take care of others, but you don't allow yourself to receive. You spend most of your time giving. We want you to start receiving. Start allowing other people to assist you. To be vulnerable. To have your heart open. And to have the knowing that no matter what happens, it is for your highest good. It is for you to learn the lessons that you have come here to learn. Because there is no one more important in your life than you. And that whole cycle of giving and receiving is part of your development. So open up. Open up to allowing yourself to be more than you've ever imagined. Open up to seeing what is there for you to see about this relationship. Open up to knowing whether or not this relationship is the right relationship for you. Do not try to go back and live in the past. It's over and it's done. Who you are now is what is important. And who he is now is what is important. Be very clear on what it is you are looking for. And be very careful that you see what it is he is giving. This is all about you and your growth and your evolution. You have the power within you to create an absolutely beautiful life. And you also have within you the power to create all kinds of obstacles and disasters, because you have the freedom to create whatever it is you choose to create. The Creator does not limit you. Know who you are and what it is you actually desire in your life. And then make sure you are taking the steps that are leading you towards that. And of course, if you need our help, you just ask. We are here to assist you. We are always here to assist you. Do what is best for you. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Sounds like you're going to have an interesting time.
Yeah. Yes, I'm very excited. And thank you so much, ladies. You're wonderful. I really appreciate both of you and sharing your gifts with everyone.
You're welcome. And we appreciate you. Now, go have some fun.
Thanks. I will. All right. God bless you both. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 315. Hi, who's this?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. What can we do for you today?
Well, to see.
Hey, Annette.
Hi, honey. I just realized that you were on at 10 instead of 8. So when you sent the message, I thought, well, I'm too late anyways. You know what I'm saying? So I was just wondering what you saw for me.
Why do I feel like you're not really saying what you want to say?
Well, I'm frustrated because I'm trying to sell my house, and my neighbor's house isn't in good repair at all, and that's what keeps coming up. So I just feel that, like, no matter what I do to my house, doesn't matter. I mean, their house is in very bad shape, and I don't mean to talk about my neighbors, but it keeps coming up. And I'm really at a point in my life where I have to sell my house because of my physical shape and my money situation, too, you know? So I was wondering what you see in that.
Okay.
Okay, Annette, the first thing I'm getting now is the angels are asking you to just slow down a little bit and breathe and take time, as they say, to smell the roses, okay? Because what I'm getting right now, excuse me, all of this is just like, I feel like you have like this big, big massive boulder on your back. And the angels are saying, Annette, are you taking on, you know, more than you can handle? And you're trying to force things to work instead of flowing with the universe, okay? Just take a little time, breathe, slow down, okay? And this is really making you burned out. It's filling you with stress, okay? The angels are saying, step away for a moment, do something for you, do something fun, okay? And then you're going to find out, like, when you leave the situation at home and get out of the house a little while, you're going to feel a little bit more renewed when you get back, a little bit more refreshed, okay? So you've really got to start connecting with your joy, because I feel like your heart, like, is, you know, disheartened, you're overwhelmed. There's so much going on. But Ginger's standing next to you, and she's blowing with all her might on one side, and Joan Rivers is blowing with all her might on the other side, and they're saying, Annette, the winds of change are going to blow hard and strong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you're wanting, you know, is on its way, so you can't give up now. You've got to control your feelings and your emotions at this point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up. Everything's going to be fine for you. But you've got to take a moment to rest. And we have the angel Chasan coming in, the angel of air, asking you to remember that, please, beloved child, breathe. Take a moment to rest, to breathe deeply. And when you exhale, exhale all your thoughts, your concerns, your worries, and breathe deeply and release all that is distracting you. And please stop the insanity of thoughts going round and round in your mind. Quiet yourself, quiet your emotions, quiet your mind. Breathe, remember to breathe, and just, you know, during the day, just, you know, say all is well. And remind yourself of that, because all is actually well in that. Everything is fine. But your emotions are, like, really, you know, they're getting out of hand a little bit, okay? So you've got to watch, you know, what you're thinking, and you've got to watch what you're saying, okay? And everything will change, okay? And I'm getting, like, financially, changes are coming to you. They're going to be positive, okay? There might be some, you know, there might be a windfall coming your way, some kind of abundance that you did not expect. And it's going to help you, and it's going to serve purpose in your life, okay? Your prayers, you know, have been heard. They're being answered, okay? So just don't worry. Pray. Meditate, okay? And this will give you the strength over all these distracting influences. Excuse me, you have the divine wisdom within you, and it's going to help to guide you, okay? So know that, like I said, this is going to be, it will be behind you. Try to just, you know, get into that peaceful state of mind, no matter what's going on around you. And that's going to be, like, a really big, you know, help for you, Annette. And please just take care of yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm getting, this is sort of like a healing pause in your life. All the stuff that's going on and everything, this is a little time for you to, the angels are saying, Annette, take a little time for you, self-care, is what's needed, okay? It's going to promote your happiness, your health, and your energy, okay? There's a little bit of detox involved. Some of it might be dietary, and others might be your thoughts. And there still might be some harsh energy around your circumstances and your relationships. But take care of yourself. And I'm getting, you're like this, you know, little caterpillar that's going to be coming out of this cocoon, and you're turning into this beautiful butterfly, okay? Mm-hmm. So just, you know, allow the angels to come in and help you, because I feel like, you know, like you are stuck, you know, and there's going to be a solution, okay? And just allow the angels to come in. Ask for their divine guidance, okay? Have a conversation of love today with your angels. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, and just keep reaffirming through the day, all is well.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
Okay, Annette, here is what Jesus wants to say.
Okay, hon.
My beloved, it's time to let go. It's time to let go of everything that is wrong. You are surrounded with this huge cloud of everything that is wrong in your life. Everything that is blocking you from having what you desire. There are parts of you that don't believe that you actually deserve to have what you desire. There are beliefs within you that say that you are insignificant, that you are not worth it, that no one is ever going to truly be there for you. In fact, you're not even allowing yourself to be there for you. So I'm sending a host of angels to work with you as we talk, because it is time to let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Those beliefs keep you from experiencing what you desire. They keep you from moving forward with your own life. Letting go of those beliefs will allow you to move, will allow you to be alive, to be glad to be alive, to embrace your own life, to embrace your own body, to embrace who you really are. It is time to let go. You've been hanging on to so much of that negativity for so long that it's become part of who you are. We encourage you to let it go. And as you are letting it go, the angels are taking it away. It is no longer who you identify yourself to be. You are coming back to your truth, to who you really are. You are a creator. You are creating your life. Really look at what you are creating. Now you are creating failure. You are creating that what you want will never happen because that is not what you want to create. We ask that you shift that and you start creating that your home is so beautiful, that it is so filled with the energy of love, that people don't even notice any other houses around you. They don't even see them. All they see is the beauty of the home that you are offering for them to own. They see the love that is there. They feel the energy. And it is irresistible to them. And they want to buy your home. They want to give you what you desire, and you are willing to receive. This is the energy we are moving you into. This is the energy that allows you to take the step to changing your life. This is you creating what you desire. This is you opening up to love. And this host of angels is going to continue to work with you as you are letting go of everything that you see as wrong. Just letting every bit of it go and allowing yourself to be shown the possibilities, the beauty, the infinite potential that is you. It is time to change your life. It is time for you to be free. We are with you. You are not alone. We love you and support you. We will guide you. Take the step that you are shown. It's time for you to be free.
Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. Whew. Boy, there was a lot of energy in there.
Yeah, I felt it too. You know.
Okay, so be open to this new way of being, and if you find yourself complaining, stop and start saying something that you appreciate. And it doesn't have to be big, you know, be something simple. You can appreciate an inch of the floor if that's all you can think of, but start appreciating. And I'm just seeing all of this wonderful stuff start coming to you as you are making this shift. Enjoy it, okay?
Okay, honey. I thank you both very much.
You are welcome, and we're so glad you called.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
God bless, Annette.
Okay, our last caller is from area code 402. Hi, who's this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Was it anxious messages from Jesus or my situation? I've got an unjust mortgage that they gave me an amount of money to bring it current, and now they've changed their mind, and just people doing things to try to take my home. It's pretty bad,
and
I'm out of time.
What's your name?
Sharon.
Okay, Sharon. Let's see what kind of messages we are getting for you.
Good morning, Sharon. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
What I'm getting is, just trust in God to know the perfect solution to your situation. I'm getting the word miracle around you. And Sharon, Jesus knows that you've been praying and everything. You've asked for miracles, and of course they are given. Even if you don't, you know, understand how this present situation is going to be resolved, just know that God has the wisdom that does contain solutions, okay? And this is just a little reassurance that there is a miracle that is manifesting for you, okay? It may come in a completely different way than you've expected, okay? So just remember that God, you know, God is working and divine timing is at play here, okay? And you may be given guidance to, you know, to help bring about this miracle, okay? But there's some fear and there's limited thinking, and it's going to produce more of the same, Sharon, okay? You may be guided to speak with a loved one, you know, to help, you know, with the positive solutions, okay? But I'm getting maybe, you know, like there may be people around you as well that you can communicate with that may help with this issue, okay? And you've got to watch, you know, you've got to watch the negative thinking. That's really important, okay? So try to be a little bit more optimistic, okay? Just try to be like a little bit more optimistic, okay? And give yourself permission to live the life that you came here to live, okay? Sharon, you didn't come here to have all these limitations placed upon you, okay? You've got to remember, you know what, you're here and it's your divine birthright to have all that you know, that you lovingly want, your home and all, a loving life and everything, okay? So just, you know, just remember that this is your divine birthright, okay? And choose to receive all the good that, you know, comes your way, okay? And you're not going to, you know, don't force anything. You know, you're going to be your own authentic self, okay? And I'm getting, like, the word miracles, and it gets bigger and bigger. And just be aware that you are, you know, a beautiful divine being and that you're going to be free, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, embrace that. Like I said, I'm getting from Jesus, Mother Mary, I'm getting the word miracle. Okay, so please, you know, trust and follow the divine guidance that you are receiving about your home, okay? Know that God is watching over you, the angels watching over you. You're being sent divine guidance, and I'm getting positive changes are coming, okay? So just allow more love to reside within, you know, within you and within your heart and your home, and you're going to see that, you know, there's going to be peaceful solutions coming, okay? So let go of the fear and trust, you know, and let, you know, let the angels and Jesus and all of the divine guide you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn over to Barbara, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, we want you to be aware of where your energy is going. When you are focusing on what is wrong in your life, you are feeding what is wrong. You are increasing what is wrong. You are energizing what is wrong. We want you to shift your focus and to start noticing what is right. Start appreciating things in your life. And we are sending you a host of angels to assist you with this, to this opening of your eyes, so that you can see more than these horrible people and what they are doing. You can see the lessons that are there for you. You can see the love that is there for you. You can see that things do not usually turn out as you expect, but they do turn out for your highest good. And when you are open to the miracles of life, then what is for your highest good gets better and better. So we are helping you right now to release all the wrong, all the negativity, all the fear, all of the doubt, all of the hopelessness, the helplessness, any need for punishment, any blame, shame, criticism, releasing all of that. Because being in that energy does not make your life better. We are opening you to love, to joy, to success, to unlimited prosperity, to creating a life that is absolutely wonderful, to having miracles happen, to having the mortgage issues suddenly gone, even if you don't know how, because you don't need to know how. When you ask for our assistance, we help you. We help you in whatever way we see is best to help you. And you are never going to know exactly how we are going to do anything. But you are going to trust. Trust that you are loved. Trust that you are cared for. Trust that you are protected. Trust that it is all going to turn out right, even when it seems that it is all going completely wrong. You trust, and that is what allows the miracles to happen. So your energy is being adjusted now. You are being opened up to that love and that trust. You are being opened up to miracles. You're being taken out of all of the negativity, released from the bounds and chains and ropes of all of the things that have happened. Past is over and it is done, and you no longer live there. You now, in this moment, you see what you appreciate, and you trust that He will assist you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so I'm not sure exactly how it's going to change, but I hear that it really is going to change. So just trust that it is going to be for your highest good and take actions you are inspired to take. Okay?
Take what now? What was the last thing you said?
take the actions that you are inspired to take.
Yeah, I guess that's the issue. I'm trying to figure out what actions to take.
Well, you only need to do the things you are inspired to do. If you are doing something you are inspired to do, when you do it, it makes you feel expansive. It makes you open up. When you are doing things that you, because you're afraid, that actually makes you feel smaller. So that way you can tell what's coming from inspiration and what's coming from fear. That make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen to the inspiration. You are welcome, sweetheart. And things really are going to get better, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, we have another caller. She's listening in from another country. Her name is Katerina. And she was typing to me. She would like a message as well from us, okay?
Okay, and we have another person who joined the queue, so do you have time for that as well?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to start with Katerina, if you don't mind, because
okay.
I came into her space. We have Archangel Michael coming in, Katerina, and he's going to give you courage and strength to take that leap of faith. He's handing you this beautiful, sacred, energetic key, and it's going to be filled with powerful blessings of courage and strength because Archangel Michael has witnessed your struggling and your difficulties, and he's heard, you know, you with your worries and your fears, and the energy of this key is going to bring about an opportunity for you to take charge once again. It's a beautiful gift from God, and you can choose how you are going to use its energy. You could bring maybe harmony back to your thought process by changing fear-based thoughts into calm and more loving thoughts. You may choose the key to bring extra energy to help you go forward and take that leap of faith or embrace its strength and endurance to see how a situation unfolds for you in your life. The energy of this key is so powerful that Archangel Michael is calling it energetic armor. So he's asking at this time that you take this key with love and with gratitude, hold it next to your heart, and know that its gift is delivered. And so it is. So with this key, you're going to have courage to confront the challenges ahead of, that are ahead of you. And just know that you deserve, as everyone else does, you deserve heaven's help. Please accept it now. And just surrender to the flow of the universe and accept all the beautiful gifts that are coming your way with courage and strength. Be open and receptive without limitations, restrictions, or even judgment. Okay? And I'm getting you're going to have the confidence to make those clear decisions. It's going to help you to be more creative. I see success coming your way. It's just beautiful. And if there's any kind of physical or emotional healings that are needed, they're going to take place as well. And we have Mother Mary stepping forward, and she's asking that you notice and just appreciate all the blessings that are in your life, because when you do, you're going to see that doors open for you to receive more of God's gifts. And God is generous and loving, and he's saying you deserve the very best, because, of course, you are one of his beloved children, okay? And just, you know, remember how magical and powerful the power of gratitude is. No matter what's going on right now, there's always something that we could find to be grateful for. So take a minute now and just, you know, see all the blessings that you have, all the beautiful blessings, including, you know, just being alive, seeing the sunrise, the sunset, the birds singing. There's so much to be grateful for. And as we do, again, it opens you to receive more. And then just practicing thank you, either aloud, maybe silently, because these two are words that keep those doors to happiness, abundance, and fulfillment open. And the last message I have for you is don't forget to take a little time from all this work that you're doing to have a little fun and get in touch with that inner child and have a little bit of playtime. And it's going to be so rejuvenating, Katerina. It's going to be beautiful. And Barbara, Katerina is a beautiful soul. She's on a divine mission herself, and she's created a little deck of cards. So I'm going to pull one just for her. And the card that I picked out of your deck, Katerina, is I acknowledge the love I have for myself. So the message today, Barbara, again, is a word of love.
Wonderful.
And those are my messages.
Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to Katerina. Beloved one, give me your burden. Give me all of the things that you worry about, all of the things you feel are weighing you down in life. Give them to me. And I am giving to you a beautiful host of angels to carry away your burden, to carry away all of that heaviness, all of that darkness, to just completely and totally carry it away from your life. You are never required to live in misery. You are never required to be overwhelmed with sadness and grief and difficulty. You can always let that go. Your life is an experience of your own evolution. You are coming into the realization that you are a creator. You create what you experience. So look at the things that you are creating, that you are experiencing. What are they teaching you? What are you learning from this? What is it that they are showing you that it is time for you to let go of? Letting go is the greatest gift that you can give to yourself. Letting go of all of the negativity, the doubts, the fears, the overwhelm, the stress, whatever name you want to give it. You now have all of these beautiful angels who are working with you. Their hands are out. They are open. They are ready to receive. Give it to them. And don't take it back. You are moving into the energy of loving yourself. And there are parts of you that have always felt that it was not something you should do, that you were not good enough to actually love you. This was a false belief, and it is being removed. You are good enough. You have the Creator within you. You have the energy of the Creator within you. You are one with the being that created everything in existence. How can you be any better? How can you not be good enough? Is the Creator not good enough? Was there some little thing that was supposed to be created that the Creator missed, and therefore the Creator is wrong? We hope that you can see how ridiculous this is, that the Creator could ever not be good enough. And the Creator is within you, so how can you ever not be good enough? It is not possible. It is not you. You deserve to have all of your dreams and wishes fulfilled. You deserve to have a life filled with love, joy, prosperity, and success. You deserve to live fully, to have excitement, to have mystery and wondering, to have love, to have surprises and miracles and magic. You deserve. And this beautiful host of angels are opening you up to this knowing that you deserve, this knowing that you deserve, so that you are open to receiving. It's time to change. Be open to what you are being given by the Creator of all. The will of God is that you have joy, that you have love, that you have success, that you have prosperity, that you have all that your heart desires. Accept the will of God. Okay, Katrina, that's what I was getting for you, so I hope that that helps.
She said yes, Barbara. She's been saying yes as you're talking. She could feel this. She's saying, yes, I am creating. I'm letting go. I am good enough. I could feel this. And she's sending you love. She wanted me to thank you. So she's sending you love, Barbara, and thanking
Wonderful.
You.
And I'm sending her love, too. So there's lots of love flowing around. Okay, our last caller, area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Thank you so much. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can we do for you today?
I'm just going through such bad times. I'm hoping anything.
Okay. DC, what do you do for Lisa?
Good morning, Lisa. This is DC. You're asked to just get in touch with the true feelings of what it is that you're going through right now. Mother Mary is with you, Jesus, the angels. And just, you know, what is it that you're feeling? And, you know, you've got to think, you know, like, why is this, you know, coming about? You've got to take stock of your emotions, your thoughts. Some of it may confuse you, you know. And just, you've got to go deep and really, you know, so that a healing can take place, okay? So this situation that you're in is going to take a little bit more time to really understand and, like you said, get in touch with your feelings. And the angels are with you. You're going to hear the voices of angels and God's guidance as well. I'm getting, please have faith. And just know that, you know, if you trust in God, and there's going to be a perfect solution to what's going on in your life right now, Lisa. I'm getting the word miracle. Even if you can't imagine how, you know, they could come about, please trust that God, in his infinite wisdom, you know, is bringing miracles. There's one manifesting for you, okay? And just open your heart and your arms to receive the beautiful gifts that are being sent your way from God and the angels and the universe. And the universe is just waiting and saying, Lisa, please open your arms wide. You know, ask for what you want. Ask for what you need. Ask to receive, though, only what is for your highest and best. And you will receive according to your divine will. And just, you know, when we give away something we don't use even, you know, we too shall receive. By giving, we receive. So be grateful for everything in your life. Be receptive to the guidance from the angels. And know that you're meant to, you know, to be here and live a joyous and abundant life, Lisa. Okay? I'm getting, you know, the word forgiveness around you. You're carrying something within yourself, hon. It's time to set down that burden and give it to the angels. And just let your emotions be healed, because I'm getting, you know, with this kind of energy, it's blocking you, okay? And if something happened, forgiveness doesn't mean that it's okay, you know, in regard to the situation. It just means that I'm giving this to God and the angels because I'm letting go of this toxic negative energy that resides within me. Okay, and you're making room for healing to come through, okay? So when you do, you're going to get divine guidance as well. Follow the divine guidance. And I'm getting you maybe like thinking about a decision and you're not sure what to do. And divine guidance is trying to come through to help you, okay? And I'm getting you already have the answer in your heart. Deep down, you know what direction to take. Yet there's fear inside you and it's holding you back. Okay, trust that beautiful inner knowingness, and that's going to help you to make the decision that you need to make. Okay.
Mhm. Okay.
And just Lisa, be true to you, hon. Okay. I'm getting this inner conflict with you. You're struggling, and you know, and you worry whether you know you like you said you're worrying about like choices and if I make this choice, how's it going to be for this person or that person. you've got to be true to yourself first. You've got to, you know, make the decision and be true to Lisa, okay? And if you take a path of compromise, you're going to be out of sync, you know, with your highest and best, okay? Of course, we don't want to do anything that would harm another person or ignore their needs, but you can't harm or ignore yourself either, okay? So when you are truly happy, you're going to automatically lift others up around you, and you're going to be this beautiful role model by following your own inner truth, Lisa. That's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I thank you so much for calling us today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lisa, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, like so many callers we have dealt with today, it is time for you to let go. It's time for you to let go of the past. It's time for you to let go of all of those thoughts about what is wrong, why did I do that, why didn't I do this, why is my life this way. All of those worries, all of that energy that makes you smaller, that keeps you small. We want you to let all of that go. And we are sending you another beautiful host of angels to assist you in letting go. You see, it's when you let go of the whole idea that your life is wrong that you open up to the truth that your life is wonderful, that there are infinite opportunities in every situation, that you are a creator. You are creating your life, your experiences. You are doing this. You are powerful. And it is what you are focusing on that determines what you are creating. So if you are only focusing on what is wrong, then you are only creating more and more of what is wrong. Let go. Let go. Right now, open your arms, open your hands, take a deep breath, and just let go. Let go. And we are filling you with the infinite, unconditional love of the Creator, with the most powerful energy in existence, with the truth of who you are. And we ask that you accept it, that you allow yourself to receive. And if there are any thoughts coming up saying why you shouldn't accept it, just let them drift away like clouds in the sky. Just let go. Let it all go. See, the answer to every situation in your life is there for you. You have the answer within you. You always have and you always will. But when you are so busy thinking about everything that is wrong, everything that is a problem, everything that is not working, you don't have time to hear the answers. You don't have time to know what is right. You're not checking in with your own guidance. So we are helping you to let go and to come back to you, to be centered in yourself, to consider yourself first. You are the most important person in your life. You are the most important person in your life. You really are the most important person in your life. So base your decisions on you. You don't need to take care of the world. The world is fine. The Creator will take care of the world. Take care of you. Focus on you. Do what is right for you. Be inspired. For you, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Okay, Lisa, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow, wow. Thank you, girls. Thank you, thank you. You know how to lift a heart and a soul.
Oh, boy, that energy is just amazing, too. Okay. Oh, there's just so much love for you, and I don't know if you can feel it or not, but it's just overwhelming to me. Yeah, we'll do it.
My whole body is vibrating. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Okay, so let go and let this be an amazing day filled with miracles. How's that?
I love it. How about a week?
How about a lifetime?
That's better. Thank you.
You are welcome,
That's
sweetheart. Thanks for calling. You
Thank
too.
You for being there.
You are welcome. Okay, DC, we've run over again. We've got to stop doing this. Any final messages you've got to share?
You know what? I see love. Ginger is writing love in the sky. And that's the theme of today's show. Just open your hearts to be filled with the grace of God's unconditional love.
And if we allow ourselves to receive, it is absolutely wonderful. So allow.
Allow, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
All right. Then that is our show for today. Thank you, everyone who called in and everyone from the chat room. And we are sending you love. So you can't say no one loves you because we love you. And we want you to have a wonderful life and a wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening. And we will be back with you next Tuesday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.